I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane, PA. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers Kane's last surviving Civil War soldier. First, just for some perspective. According to Wikipedia, when Albert Henry Wolson died in Minnesota in August of 1956, at 106 years old, he was the last living member of all the Union Army. He was also the last surviving Civil War veteran on either side whose status is undisputed. Following his death, President Dwight D. Eisenhower said, "The American people have lost their last personal link with the Union Army. His passing brings sorrow to the hearts of all of us who cherish the memory of the brave men on both sides of the war between the states." Kane lost its last veteran of the war about 20 years earlier. According to reports from the Kane Republican, it was nothing to hear a few old vets talking on Fraley Street about the Battle of Gettysburg into the 1920s. The discussion would start amicably enough, but it wouldn't be long until the old gentleman would be all set to go through the conflict again, just to illustrate their points. Voices would raise, canes would be lifted, and sulfurous expressions would fill the atmosphere. When David Howells died in 1934, the Civil War epic ended on the hilltop. A tribute in the Kane Republican the following day remembered the town's contribution of the famous sharpshooting Bucktails Regiment, organized by General Thomas L. Kane. Although David Howells was a resident of Cambria County when he enlisted, he later came to Kane and was one of the organizers of the Grand Army of the Republic. Mr. Howells became prominent with both the civic and industrial development of Kane, assisting materially in the progress of most early industries. At the time of his death, he was president of Holgate Brothers Company. David Howells also co-founded Kane Bank and Trust in 1886 and Howells and Crossmire Insurance Agency in 1887. Among others, he had a hand in developing the Kane Springwater Company, Kane Manufacturing, Kane Window Glass Factory, and Kane Blind and Screen. A Republican, he was an attendant to the Electoral College for the presidential elections of 1912 and 1916. Despite suffering a severe stroke 3 years prior to his death, Howells rallied from his illness to ride in the Memorial Day parade. Newspaper reports indicated that he alighted courageously from his car at Chestnut Street and walked between two lines of World War I veterans, and that the band continued marching all the way to his home at 112 Dawson Street that day in tribute to the old soldier. Erastus Barton, who lived to the age of 102 years, was McKean County's last Civil War veteran when he died in Bradford in 1945. Barton was reported to have fought in battles at Stony Creek, Fredericksburg, Hancock Station, Petersburg, and Richmond. The centenarian shared his keys to life with youngsters along the way. Have a clear mind, keep up with what's going on, and above all, don't worry. After the Civil War, the old soldier engaged in the lumbering business and helped found the timber village of Duke Center. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your story ideas and suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.